This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, it's 7 minutes past one on a beautiful sunny day in Melbourne. You're listening to Sammy on Joy Lunchtime, and it's hump day, which means it's the middle of the week. We're halfway between last weekend and next weekend, so we're on the good path downwards. I've got Westy from Dykes on Bikes in Melbourne with me today. Hey Westy, how are you going?
Good, Sammy, how are you?
I'm good. So you're the media officer for Dykes on Bikes.
That's correct,
and
yes.
I'm a member of Dykes on Bikes. I participate in all the events and make a lot of noise sometimes.
No.
Hey, look, thanks for coming in. I just wanted to start off and maybe asking you a few questions about Dykes on Bikes, just so we can share it with people. So what does Dykes on Bikes do?
Dykes on Bikes, we're a social club, and we're a group of women who identify as lesbians, and we get together and ride motorcycles, which we all, it's our main passion.
What sort of motorcycle have you got?
I've got a Kawasaki ER6N 650.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I should share what I've got. I've got a Moto Guzzi, and I also have a Suzuki GSXR. So I'm spoiled. I have two. I get lots of people teasing me about, but you can't ride them both at the same time. But it just shows people don't understand what motorbikes are about, isn't it?
True story. That.
Yeah. How many members?
We have around 50 members at the moment. Yeah.
And what does the club mean to you?
Oh, being a member, it means, you know, I get to ride and do what I love, and I get to hang out with some really funny ladies. I mean, some of them are real, make me laugh.
You're not looking at me.
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough. We do have some very funny people, don't we? And I just find that everyone's actually really nice.
Yeah, they are.
Really quite sweet. It's a big sisterhood, isn't it? It's like, yep, a whole bunch of sisters, and, you know, some of us, we all tend to get along really well. We're all related, it's
a bit like family.
A bit like family, yeah. And how long have you been a member at Dykes on Bikes for?
I've been a member since 2009, that's when I first signed up, originally with Dykes on Bikes Victoria.
And it's now Melbourne Dykes
on
Bikes.
Dykes on Bikes Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Have you got a favourite event that you've actually been involved with?
Well,
anything that you can share with us on the radio anyway?
Well, I've been thinking about that. There's a toss-up. I have two, actually. Mardi Gras for my 40th this year was a big thing for me. I really enjoyed riding in that. And having my daughter as a pillion in Pride earlier this year was another very proud moment. Mm. Two totally different feelings, but both big for me, yeah.
Was that your first Mardi Gras?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow, cool. And are you going to Mardi Gras next year?
I hope to, yes.
Yeah, I hope to. Well, I hope to be there too.
I hope to ride up this year.
Oh, I was thinking about putting my bike in a trailer, feeling a bit, I don't know, I don't want to clock up all those kilometres on my motorcycle. Wear her out. Cool. All right, so look, we brought you in here. You came in today to talk about an event that Dykes on Bikes is doing, and it's a public event that everybody's invited to.
Yes, we're having a Dykes on Bikes poker run fundraiser, and it's on October 13th. And we're starting off from the Boardwalk Cafe in Bendigo. And it's a poker run, it's a fundraiser, but there's no gambling involved. You receive a card from a dealer at each checkpoint and put it on your score sheet. So basically it's about who has the best hand at the end of the run, and they become the winner.
So the car people would probably call this a car rally, but this is actually something that the motorcycle clubs have done for a long time, isn't it?
It's a big thing in motorcycle clubs, but we've made it open to riders and drivers and, you know, anyone that wants to come. You know, like, it's an open event, and the more the merrier, and it'll just be, like, huge fun, you know?
And do you have to ride a motorcycle?
No.
No, no,
you can drive a car.
You can drive the car.
And ride a horse.
Bring the family. Ride a horse. So we start in one location, and then you pick up a card, and then you go to another location. And each time you pick up a card, then you get to the end, and you've got like a pack of cards, or you've got like a hand of cards.
Yeah, we'll have a dealer, like a card dealer. So our first checkpoint, which is our starting point in Bendigo, you'll get your first card, and then you wrote it on your score sheet. And then we make our way down to the second point, which is Heathcote, and you'll draw a second card, and you record that on your score sheet. And we do that all the way down to Woodend. And who has the best, you know, hand or whatever at the end is the winner. An extra card can be bought at each stop, but only one per person. So it's I guess it's a way of, you want a bit of an extra edge on winning.
And if have you decided how much it's going to cost to join in?
$10 per person.
$10 per person?
Per driver, per rider, per pillion.
Cool. And I suppose I'm doing my maths here. So if I wanted to pick up an extra card at every location, can I do that? Or I can only pick up one extra card in total?
Every location you can pick up one, but only one.
So there's five locations?
Yeah.
So that would mean another $25. So $35 would be my best chance of trying to win something.
Absolutely.
I shouldn't have told everybody my strategy, should I?
I'm sure there'll be a few people doing it.
What about if you've got a passenger on your motorcycle? So you can both play and you can have...
Pillions need to pay $10 as well.
Yeah.
And, you can both play.
And what's happening with all this money that we hopefully will be collecting?
Well, the funds will be going to two charities that we've selected, which is the Black Dog Institute, which is a world leader in diagnosis of treatment of prevention of mood disorders and depression, bipolar disorder. And the other one is Righteous Pups, which is, their mission is to raise, socialise and train autism assistance dogs to do a variety of practical tasks for children with autism and spectrum disorders and their families.
They've got to be like two wonderful organisations to collect money for.
Yeah, absolutely. And one's Bendigo based too, so that's where we're starting. So,
and I think this was actually one of the things that I really like about the club, is that we are actually trying to demonstrate that we can actually collect money for other people, that we're not just about riding motorcycles, but we actually care about our community and the wider community and those sorts of things.
Yeah, well, we collect for other people and we're non-profit, so these are the two charities we selected for this one, but, you know, we do other ones as well.
And how are you getting the message out to people that this is on?
Well, being on the radio, number one.
Oh, yeah, we are too. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I've made a flyer and we've been posting that everywhere that we can and contacting people to see if we can get it advertised. You know, Facebook is a great tool to spread the word. Email, you know, any way we can. I've been putting up flyers wherever I can.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope we get, a couple of hundred people.
That would be great.
Could we cope with that many people turning up?
I don't know. I know we've got enough coffee cups.
For the benefit of those that haven't seen it yet, Westy shared with me a photograph of some coffee cups that she got hold of, and there's quite a lot of them, hundreds in fact. So it's the 13th of October, which is next month. Mm-hmm. It's about 5 weeks away. Yep. And I live in Melbourne, so there's a departure point in Melbourne.
There was originally, but we've changed that, and we're just going to make everyone's going to meet in Bendigo now, and just everyone's going to start there.
Okay.
Because it's just a lot easier to group everybody in one spot at one time.
And it's going to take about how long do you think to get from Bendigo to the destination, which is Woodend?
Yep, that's the final destination. We're hoping to have everyone through by just after lunch.
Okay. Mm. And what's going to happen? You said lunch. Now you've got my attention because I'm actually really hungry.
Well, I mean, it depends on the weather and how fast people ride, how slow people ride, and, you know, it's a bit...
Are we going to have, a sausage sizzle or something?
Yep, at Woodend we'll have a sausage sizzle and we'll have soft drinks available. And just down the road, if you want to go and get a snot block, as the president calls it, you know, you can go down the road and get one of them and, you know, a good coffee, and there's some good bakeries down there.
Cool. So it's 10:30 departure. Meet at 10:15 for a 10:30 departure, and it'll take a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And that's great. And we're stopping at what sort of locations do you stop at along the way?
The second location is Heathcote. Now the third location, we've been having a discussion on how to pronounce this. So I'll give my best shot. I'd pronounce it Reddersdale.
Yeah, I reckon Reddersdale sounds good. I bet you when we get to Reddersdale, they tell us it's something completely different. But yeah, I get it.
The fourth stop is Kyneton. And then the fifth stop is Woodend. That's our final point.
Fantastic. So anybody can join in?
Anybody can join in. And the good thing is that, you know, we're not using pubs and stuff as meeting points. We're using information centres and reserves.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of room for parking the bikes or cars and people to mingle. And
it's very family and children and puppy dog friendly.
Yes.
And horses, apparently, you said.
I don't know where the horses thing came from, but, you know.
Might take a bit longer than 2 hours for the person on the horse.
What do you reckon? Person on the last checkpoint will have to wait for them.
And again, how do we... So how do people find out the actual details of the event, so if they forget all the details?
Okay, well, we have a Facebook page, which if you search on Dykes on Bikes Melbourne, that'll come up, and you can just like that, and we have an events section in there. We also have a website, which is www.dykesonbikesmelbourne.org.au, or you can email info@dykesonbikesmelbourne.org.au, and I'm sure someone will get back to you with information that you would require.
Fabulous, Westy. Look, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing this everybody.
Thanks for having me, Sammy.
All right, you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.